Hello everyone, we are CIA 2023 for Conversazioni SAP Business with Ramon Varain, CEO of Exit Camping. Good morning, welcome Ramon. So Ramon, could you explain what are you here for? What, you have a booth here, you have we'll have a speech here. So
yeah, it's the second time I'm at this exhibition, and I must say I'm really surprised because 2 years ago it was all, let's say, not as good as it is now. There were less participants. We saw coming in a lot of sisters today. So I think we are a little bit out of the COVID problems and we are back to a normal exhibition, which is very nice. I'm here to see a lot of people, of course, networking. I have to do a presentation and I also like to go around and see new developments and products and possibilities, maybe. So that's for why I'm here.
Yeah. Can you tell us in few words what your company is now? What is the dimension of your company and what are your most successful products?
Now we are back in business. You know, the COVID period was for the camping industry, for the campsites, but also for us, a disaster. We had a very, very tough time in 2020, and because of the help of our government, we could survive. Otherwise, it has been over. We had actually 2020 in our tour operating business, zero. Nothing could be done. In the publishing, we had B2B, zero, and B2C was still quite good because people bought our guides and apps in the expectation that they could go in the end of the year, which was not the way, but okay. And yeah, and then 2021, 22, 21 was also still bad, but 2022 was from June already quite good. And this year is a fantastic season. I think everybody can say that, the campsites can say that, we as a publisher and tour operator can say that. And I think even next year will be better because our market became much bigger than before Corona. Many people start to go to camping during the Corona period. And we did a research in this group, this European group of new campers. And we found out that over 85% says we should have done it before because it's much better than a hotel or an apartment. So we have a lot of challenges, but also a lot of opportunities in our market.
Very good. So let's talk a little bit about the digital transformation. So most of the publishing company, they are going, switching to digital. What is the situation in your company?
Yeah, we actually are still very aware that the print in our company is doing still good, which means growth till this year. We sold about 750,000 camping guides all over Europe this year, which is really incredible. And at the same time, our digital products are growing. So our apps, we sold probably this year 450,000 apps. And the visits on our camping, Axi Camping Info site was about 40 million. So we see digital is growing strong. The print was still growing, but I think the print will slow down next year because now we come with our digital camping cards. And you see already that people, they can make the choice, print or the digital, and 10% now choose already for the digital. So the development in digital is there and it will grow, but still we are very happy with the sales of our huge number of camping guides.
Okay. We met a couple of years ago in Ljubljana, in Croatia, in Slovenia, for the European Caravan Federation meetings.
Yeah.
And you were one of the speakers, and you did a really interesting speech about pitches, the loss of pitches that we are experiencing all over Europe.
Yeah.
How is the situation right now, and how the industry, the caravan industry, reacted to your speech?
Yeah, it was quite exciting for them to hear. As you know, we inspect 10,000 campsites a year. This year was 350 inspectors. And out of this data, we did a research going back to 2016 about the number of camping pitches and rental pitches. And we found out that in this period from 2016, that the meeting was 2021, I think.
Yeah.
In this period, we lost over 200,000 camping pitches in Europe. Most we lost in France and in the Netherlands. But that means that at the same time, the sales of caravans and motor caravans and all kind of private camping equipment has grown so strong, the number, the availability of pitches is going down. And in this sense, you see that it's more important for the campers to make a reservation before they arrive. So it's a bit over for sure at the quality campsites that you could say, I take my caravan or motor caravan, I leave home and I just go and I see wherever I end. Mostly you end without a pitch today. So also digitalization in this sense is very important that people can book, they can in our app or on the platform, that they can book their pitch in advance.
Or could be a receipt, I mean, making some parking places, parking space more, or hope to have much more campsites all around Europe.
We are happy that we see growing the, let's say, the parking pitches for motor caravans. And when they are paid, then we are very happy with that. When they are for free, we are not happy with that. For sure, when they are for free, when the community creates the pitches, the campsites pay the tourist tax, and they give those pitches for free. That's not a good way. But more and more communities in all the countries understand they should organize it well, but paid.
Very good. You launched a couple of years ago the XE Award.
Yeah.
So how is it going and how did you have this idea?
Yeah, very well. We were thinking many years already about having an award like our competitors, but we wanted to do something different. And the difference is that our award is, let's say, the winners are chosen by the consumer, by the camper.
Good.
And we see that this works fantastic because already now we have nearly as many votes as last year. So it's really growing up. Last year was, I think, 50,000 votes from all over Europe. And we see also that the most chosen campsites who come very high in the ratings to win an award are also having this quality in one of the 10 categories. So it's matching quite good. We check, of course, in the end. For example, there was a Polish campsite who was winning with some hundreds of votes the best pool in Poland. And we checked and this campsite had a pool of 3 by 12 meters and it was really nothing. That's not the meaning. So when we have doubts, we check more the votes are right with the quality of the campsite. And for now, let's say 95% is really right. We see also changes in the winners. It's not like each year the same campsite, but we see that it can change. And that also has to do with the campsite, how strong they promote the voting in between of their clients to vote for the best campsite.
Yeah, so brilliant. In the ECA,
one thing I want to say, it's also very nice because the Nice Crystal Awards, they are given by the inspectors when they visit the campsites. So we see a lot of press communication around during this little celebration at the campsite itself. And one of the important things of the awards for campsites is, of course, they can be very proud because the clients have chosen their campsite as the best in this category. But they can also use it very broad in marketing with a package which we deliver them with the price.
So, Brigitte, you... going back to the ECF meeting, you also made a very inspirational speech about your magazine, XE Free Life.
Yeah.
Telling to the industry that they should care about the magazines, not only about direct marketing.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting. Can you repeat that point?
I spoke also for our colleagues who publish magazines in Germany, France, and Spain, and in Italy. Because we have seen that during Corona, the industry, and also because of the problems with Ukraine, the industry had problems to produce enough vehicles. And at that moment, they also said, we decrease our budget for marketing. So all the magazines who tell about how good they are, their products, their caravans and motorhomes, or how nice is it is to use them, and the ones who publish the tests about them, they also need the budget of the industry to create their magazines and their websites. And I made a wake-up call for them. I said, listen, people, when you go on like this with having such a small budget, then the magazines will have problems. Still till now, the budgets are not gone up.
What impressed me was that you explained to these people what is the role of a magazine. Because the magazine has a role which is completely different from bloggers or direct marketing on socials, because they are professionals who inspire the customers. So that's very...
Magazines are showing the people, and we do that in print, and we do it digital with the Freelife Test Tool. And those publications inspire the people to go camping with a caravan or a motorhome or a tent, because they see what they can do with it, and they see the possibilities. By us, the publishers, all the European publishers who do magazines or who do video presentations of trips or whatever, and that's very important. And what you see mostly from the industry, they show the prices and the leasing possibilities and whatever, and all the technical specs, but the experience is shown mostly by the magazines, and that's very important for the marketing.
Sure, I totally agree with you. So, Mr. Varane, thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a successful show.
Thank you as well.
Thank you.